Well, here we are in the Nismo Z. It's the new Z, but the Nismo flavor.
Yes, I so wanted to drive this car, and I'm really thrilled they sent us one in Utah. I was very curious because we didn't get to go on the launch, and I really wanted to get in this car. And I've owned two 300ZX Nissan Zs. I would like to say I'm a Z guy.
I think you're a Z guy.
I like the 350. I really liked the 370. And then I really didn't like the Z when it came out. And so I climb into this car just like on edge because I want it to be good.
I agree. And guess what? It is good.
Yes.
420, dude.
Yeah.
420 horsepower.
You know it.
Twin turbo V6, 384 pound-feet of torque. This thing is fast. It's gotten dialed up. But most importantly, Nissan has paid attention to everything involving handling.
Yes. It didn't need more power.
Right,
I wasn't like, this needs more power. I mean, it got a bump. That's great. 20 horsepower, like 34 pound-feet of torque.
Yeah.
Nice to have the bump, but that's not what it needed. It needed handling addressed to be a sporty, focused car.
Agreed. Well, the big issue that everybody instantly glommed onto as soon as this car came out was weight. 3,700 pounds, and it only comes with a 9-speed automatic.
Yes.
Well, Nissan, why is that? Mm-hmm. What happened? Did you not hear the gun go off? Did you
forget you had a manual transmission for this engine? What happened? Yeah.
So as soon as we started driving, I think both of our opinions changed because Nissan has put a lot of effort into making this car handle well. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that weight is always the issue and we always talk about weight, and it absolutely is. But it's not like BMW where you think, where did the weight disappear to? And then at the exit of the corner, you discover the weight. Mm. That's not happening here. The Nissan actually tracks well through the corner and controls its weight distribution. Even though there's a lot of it, it controls it really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good news for enthusiasts. And that automatic just means that it's very track focused. That's really where we're at.
No, that's exactly what their headspace was. They thought that anybody that would buy this, it's because they want to take it to the track and worry about lap times. We all know, of course, automatics, dual clutches, they're all faster than manuals. But they're not as engaging, and that is an issue. It definitely is a thing.
So, the modes. Right down here, there's D mode, drive mode. Sport is what you want to use when you're in manual.
Okay.
Now, Nissan claims that this shifts a half a second faster than the base automatic in the base Z, which is good. We'll take faster.
Yes.
But it's nowhere near a dual clutch. I really like a lot of dual clutches. PDK, in my opinion, still being the best dual clutch.
Okay.
It's quick, but it's not really like a dual clutch. However, when you go all the way to Sport Plus and let the car think for itself, I think that's where the Nissan tuning has really come into play.
Agreed.
You drive it hard and don't shift with the paddles. Let the car think. Because at first I was fighting this car.
Interesting.
I was trying to shift. It was trying to think and nobody was happy.
Okay.
But then I let it sort itself out. I let the car just think for itself.
All right.
And then it came alive and then I understood what Nissan is doing.
I do think that the automatic in Sport Plus is surprisingly quick.
Yes.
And Sport Plus is a mode that doesn't exist on the lesser Z. That's a Nismo thing. But I got into this not liking the 9-speed and then saw how well they've tuned it. I would still like the manual, but they have done amazing things with the tuning in Sport Plus. This is surprisingly howling, though. Like, if you hang out RPM, there's a drone. There's like a howling drone in this cabin. You bought a high-performance sports car. These things happen, okay?
That's true.
Is this happening in this car? But I have noticed, if you're on quite a bit of throttle, sustained, you're going to hear it. It might hurt later. It's loud in here.
You're right.
You know, which, now again, you can go back to normal mode. You can calm it down some. You get into Sport Plus, and it howls.
Look, the suspension on this car is really uncomfortable for anything but canyon driving and track driving. It's bearable, but just barely. So there's no magnetic ride on here. There's nothing that changes the personality of the car. But I actually appreciate that because I feel a lot of old school thinking in this car because of the chassis that it's based on and a lot of the interior controls. But I like that Nissan is really staying true to motorsports roots. The suspension is what it is. You buy the sports car, and that's how it's tuned.
Sure, okay, yeah.
We have to appreciate that.
Yeah, there is something to that. I mean, I don't mind that, yeah.
It's very harsh, but then you think, I bought a sports car.
Yep.
I bought a track car.
Mm.
That's what you want. That's what makes this thing so good, is because they kind of ignored trying to do everything for everybody. That's not the market for this car.
Mm.
It's very specific, but that just allowed them, that freed them up to do something really good.
Mm.
I appreciated the styling, but I wasn't completely sold on it until the Grand Nose, the G Nose, which has been added to this car. It's a little bit longer, and it's for aerodynamic purposes. Pretty much everything on here is all for aerodynamics.
They had
really
a
good
singular track focused.
Yes.
And it is amazing how some of those things addressed other things we didn't expect.
It looks good. Everything is particular, which you've got to appreciate, again, because this is a very highly focused car, but it's kind of the one it should have been all along.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Yes.
So you climb into the interior, and it's very, very Z.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good mix of new tech and analog from the 80s. You've got to appreciate that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the analog parking brake here in the base Z models, it seems too Spartan. It doesn't seem like they went far enough. But
interesting.
Here,
okay.
I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm okay with it. It's very strange. And then, you look at this car from the rear angle, and this one looks a little bit more special. I'm getting different looks by people in this car.
Really?
It's just a subtle little thing, but all these little tiny things add up to, what is that?
Hmm.
That looks really serious. And, you know, with this automatic transmission, does this elevate Nissan to having cars a lot like the GTR? Every high-end sports car you can think of, Ferrari, McLaren, Koenigsegg, Lamborghini, they don't make manuals. Does that put this car at the bottom of that level?
No, it needs
Maybe
a manual. it needs a manual.
It needs
I'm
a
sorry.
Manual. But
at this level, it does.
It does. I bet you that on track, this thing would be not unbeatable, but amazing.
I'm sure it's very fast, and you understand why that gearbox works on track. But for this market segment, I think the manual option is required. And that's the reason that eventually Toyota caved and put it in the Supra.
Agreed.
But this is already a car that comes with a manual.
That's true. They already have it.
It's not like when the Supra came out, it was
true.
What are you guys doing? But yeah. Anyway,
I
hope at some point we're getting there. I really do.
All right. You're Z guy. You need
to drive it for sure.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, I'm about to explain things from both sides of the same issue.
Okay.
This is a 20-year-old skeleton. The bones of this car are 20-plus years old, okay? This goes back not just to the 370, but parts of it go back to the 350, which was introduced in 03.
Wow.
Okay. So on that level, that's terrifying. What are we doing? But now let me flip it around. When Porsche does that to the 911, everybody goes, yay, it's still the same chassis 2 decades later.
That's absolutely
so here's
true.
My point. Nissan has been steadily refining the same chassis for 20 years.
True.
And I felt like when they actually put it out as the most recent Z, not called the 400, just the Nissan Z, that they somehow didn't step forward at all.
Okay.
And then I drive the Nismo, and I feel like you took all those bones and you did refine them further. You did actually cause further evolution here that didn't exist in the base Z. And I am thrilled that that 20-year-old chassis is now, they're just refining it. They're making it all that it could be. This is the Z car I so wanted.
Yeah.
I'm driving it and just going, this is right. I mean, this is a double wishbone front suspension car, which means you compare it to things like the Supra or the Cayman, and you should feel that. And I didn't in the prior Z. This car is
370 in the 370 generation.
No,
you mean?
I'm talking in
or just the
base Z of this generation.
Yeah,
I was like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And here it matters. This car is so well grounded. This is so confidence inspiring when you drive it. It does exactly what you expect it to. It asks you to be involved, and it is precise.
You're right. It is interesting to think about how they've taken something and refining it, because every generation, car enthusiasts just want the newest.
Mm-hmm.
Put all your dollars into creating something brand new. Wipe away all the old.
Yep.
Whether it was good or bad, and this is all new, and that's not what car manufacturers are doing anymore.
Yep.
They have to do some sort of collaboration or refinement of the old to move forward.
It's the only way the financials make sense.
Agreed. But this is an excellent example of that. This is a pinnacle achievement of doing that, and you're right, it's kind of like what Porsche does.
I cannot believe, honestly, how much I like this in comparison to the lesser model.
I agree.
And yeah, this is the way this car should come. Now, you mentioned it before.
Needs manual.
This rides stiffly. This is going to feel on a less than great road. This is going to feel like I bought too much car. This car's too stiff.
I mean, freeway expansion joints are less than fun.
Yes. However, you did buy a sports car. It should feel like a sports car. I feel like it should feel like a sports car all the time. If you're not going to do something like the trick magnetic suspension that we have in the C8, then you just accept the fact it was tuned to be a sports car. Now listen to that.
Wow.
It's not a bad sound. It's just at sustained,
that's
consistent
howl.
Throttle. It's like, that's going to start to annoy.
That's
if you're
howl.
Howling along on your track day, you're not going to care. If you're a person that's hanging out, that's the gearbox thinking for itself, by the way. If you're hanging out at a steady throttle on a normal back road, it's going to get a bit annoying. I am very impressed with the tuning of this gearbox when left to its own devices. And you know what? I'm not disappointed in it when I do it for myself.
Huh,
it's
okay.
Faster than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not a dual clutch. It's not a revolution in automatic gearboxes. I'm sorry, I have to say it again. I do want the manual. I like the feel of these paddles. They're metal and they actually feel good. The gearbox does respond. It's not instantaneous.
Right.
It's not the
right.
best thing ever. But as much as I don't want the auto, they did an excellent auto in this car.
And I can totally see it from a track perspective.
Yes, I see the thinking.
Absolutely.
I just don't think that's the buyer. I think the buyer is going to want a manual option. And I think Nissan is leaving money on the table by not making it available. Maybe it's a 2 years in, they're going to reveal it and revitalize the brand. But
that'd be great if
it would be good. It would be good. I just enjoy driving this, period. Mm. Anytime I'm in it. And it has enough tech that it feels modern. But here's the interesting thing about that old chassis again. Because they're still working that old chassis, that means there isn't a screen sticking up on the dash. And there isn't
that's
a huge
true.
Television worth of screens that's trying
true.
To cover my gauge here and my gauge here. They had to integrate it in what they already had. And that actually ends up with something more pleasing. My only real strike on the interior is everything in here that's piano black looks and feels cheap.
I agree. Yeah, we've got to get past that.
But no, I'm not getting past it. I'm going to rail on it until it stops and they do something else.
Fine.
Manufacturers in general.
I'm ready to be past that.
Yes.
I agree.
But I'm pleasantly surprised by this. And I think it is so much better than the base version that it is. I don't know that it's worth 68 grand, but it is at least carrying on the moniker to a car that I do love, and it's carrying it forward. And I really appreciate that.
Okay, here's why it is worth 68 grand. It's because Nissan put all the dollars into the mechanical components that you wanted them to. They didn't upgrade the interior with so many things
true.
That you think, that's not what sports car driving is about. I mean, look at this. The Recaros are manual. They're thin, they're delicate, they're very supportive, they're excellent.
They feel great, actually.
And they're all manual. Mm-hmm. There is no seat heat. There is no anything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah.
Specific adjustment, and I like that the thinking was carried over. The car is better because it has one suspension setting. The car is better because it just has seats. It's better because the steering feel, they worked hard on this steering to make it one line through the corner. You pick your line, you turn in, and that's it.
Yep.
They put all those dollars into what you want your sports car to be. Yes, I want it to be lighter. Yes, I do want a manual transmission, but this just proves what they're doing, that it's that thinking.
The development dollars
the
are worth it.
Development dollars are absolutely worth it.
All of the suspension components are essentially changed and all changed for the better. This is the Z I wanted, and here it is.